Yeah, you've been you started the year on the World Cup, and kind of curious, just talk a little bit about, you know, what you've been going through, ups and downs, and how you've been feeling.
Yeah, so I've kind of had a slow start to the season, but it was to be expected with surgery, elbow surgery in June, and then IT band injury all summer and fall, and a lot of sickness in the fall. So the name of the game for me has been patience this fall and early period, but I wanted to get the experience and learn from those older girls and learn the venues better. So I've been trying to be patient and work in the races, and I tend to race myself in shape, and I'm trying to peak more for the end of the season races. So kind of just taking everything as a learning opportunity, and hopefully every race builds on the last one. And today was a really big step forward, which was exciting.
Yeah. So before we get to today, I guess I want to get your perception. I have to say, like, it's just maybe the way I kind of looking at results. I'm looking for your name on a sprint day. Okay. I'm like, okay, where's Julia Kern? But that said, I think you came in 20th in the World Championship Skiathlon. I know you had a great result, something like that, correct?
Yeah, I was 19.
I'm assuming you perceive yourself as an all-around athlete, all-around skier, and not necessarily like, yeah, I'm a sprinter and that's what I'm focusing on? Or is that a bad assumption?
Yeah, I definitely see myself as an all-around athlete. And I think hopefully over the next few years, that'll become even more so. But I do think like sprint is a little bit easier to for me to like break into the top 30. And I know I have like the speed, but the fitness is kind of, that varies from time of year. So, but I would say I'm definitely an all-around skier.
Okay. And then coming into today, it's the second sprint of the year. You guys had a classic sprint in Ruka. Kind of telling me a little bit about your qualifier and how you felt and whether or not you're surprised by a result like this at altitude.
Yeah. So, my best World Cup to date was last year in, Konya, which was also a long sprint at altitude. And so I think that actually suits me really well. So I was really excited for today just because I think, I don't have, my pure speed hasn't been tuned up quite yet. And so altitude sprinting tends to be a little bit slower and more endurance based. And I tend to have good races at altitude in the past as well. So I was just really excited for a skate sprint because my skating has been feeling good. And so far we've only had one World Cup Classic sprint. So I was really excited for today. And the qualifier didn't feel amazing, but I think with a course that is working all the way through and at altitude, it just isn't a feel-good kind of course, and it's just kind of put your head down, grind it out, and pace it well.
Anything else you want to add?
I was super psyched to see Haley score her first World Cup points today, and I think the whole team energy with all the girls qualifying and almost all the guys qualifying was really exciting, and it just goes to show like the strength of the team and just everyone getting excited for each other's performances, I think, lifts everyone's performances up. So that was really cool.